Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
I think the best way to talk about who can win is by looking at people's winning record. So, can a woman beat Donald Trump? Look at the men on this stage. Collectively, they have lost 10 elections. The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women.
Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders agreed at last night's CNN Des Moines Register Democratic debate that a woman can win the presidency, though they disagree about what was said during a private meeting in 2018.
Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 3 million votes. How could anybody in a million years not believe that a woman could become president of the United States?
Six candidates took last night's stage in Des Moines: Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, and Tom Steyer. Civilly, candidates discussed health care, education, child care, and whether to pass the new NAFTA, an important issue in the Hawkeye state with billions in exports depending on its approval. Sanders opposes the new trade deal.
Every major environmental organization has said no to this new trade agreement because it does not even have the phrase climate change in it.
And so does Tom Steyer, who's made climate change his top priority, but also had to confront his history with coal, oil, and gas.
Over 10 years ago, I realized that there was something going on that had to do with fossil fuels that we had to change. So I divested from fossil fuels. I took the giving pledge to give most of my money away while I'm alive. And for 12 years, I've been fighting the climate crisis.
When challenged about his support among Black voters, Pete Buttigieg listed some of the African-American politicians who've endorsed him, including Mayor Quentin Hart of Waterloo, Iowa, where one of the state's largest Black populations resides.
The Black voters who know me best are supporting me. It's why I have the most support in South Bend. It's why among elected Black officials in my community who have gotten into this race, by far most of them are supporting me.
Responding to a question about supporters who fear Warren might alienate swing voters, she pushed a message of unity.
Two of my three brothers are Republicans. And sure, there are a lot of things we disagree on, and we can take to our corners and do the Democratic-Republican talking points. But the truth is, there's a whole lot we agree on.
But right out of the gate, as expected, was Iran and national security. Biden and Sanders had a lengthy back and forth on the war in Iraq, and Buttigieg put forth the need for 21st century foreign policy. Here's what Klobuchar had to say.
Donald Trump is taking us pell-mell toward another war. We have a very important resolution. We just found out today that four Republicans are joining Democrats to go to him and say you must have an authorization of military force if you're going to go to war with Iran.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.